Even as a child, Robert Swan knew he wanted to be an explorer when he grew up. By 1989, at age 33, he achieved that goal, becoming the first person to walk both the North and South Poles. Swan says his early mentors instilled in him a simple environmental ethic that has guided him through life.
That was that at the end of our expeditions, that we would always leave wherever we went clean and tidy, take away our garbage, take away everything, and just leave our footsteps.
Swan did that and more. As he gained experience on his first expeditions, he developed a talent for raising money and hiring accomplished guides who could teach him. But trekking into the wilderness, even for seasoned explorers, can be risky business. Swan remembers a pact he made one very cold day en route to the South Pole.
We were going through a very tough time, and I went out of the tent, and I said to Antarctica, "Look, don't kill us. And if you don't kill us, I'll do my best to protect you. And I think if you say you're going to do something, you should do it."
Swan has kept the promise, his eyes open to environmental problems made worse by a warming climate.
We'd walked across ice caps that were melting even 20 years ago at the North Pole. We'd seen garbage and rubbish at both poles. But the really important thing we'd seen by 1992 was that people weren't really engaged at all on this issue.
Swan set out to change that. Invited to speak to world leaders at the first Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in 1992, he outlined a plan. First, he had 1,500 tons of debris removed from a Russian field station in Antarctica. Then he trucked a sailboat through South Africa, coordinating that journey with the 2002 World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg.
We went to see kids that had never seen the sea, they'd never seen a boat, but it was all to do with inspiring kids to care about the environment, care about themselves, looking after themselves, and it was amazing to arrive at the second World Summit and to visit those world leaders again. It was a great day. It was fantastic.
At the Johannesburg Summit, Swan pledged to focus his efforts on protecting Antarctica from mineral or oil exploitation when treaty obligations are renewed in 2041.
Quite simply, you know, what we've got to do is to make sure that in the year 2041, that we're not stupid enough as a world to go to Antarctica, which is not owned by anybody, and exploit it for fossil fuels.
To promote that mission, Swan has just published an autobiography in which he writes passionately about the importance of a clean energy agenda. He's also founded an organization called 2041. In 2008, it launched a five-year global tour of a specially designed sailboat with the date 2041 emblazoned on its side.
If we can sail around the world on a sailboat that has a solar panel sail, biodiesels that we test in the engine, we have only solar and wind to charge our batteries. We're trying to show that this whole idea of renewable energy is something that works.
Robert Swan says he's bringing to Copenhagen that same spirit that led him to the North and South Poles 20 years ago. He says he's proud of what he's achieved, but believes his job has just begun.
I'm on year 18 of 2041. We've got 32 years to go, and I won't pack up easily.
Swan is optimistic that humans can take the necessary collective steps to address climate change and put the brakes on global warming. On the 2041 website, he writes, "For the future's sake, we can get this right, and we must." Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.